A remembrance mass has been held for the late senior presidential advisor Paul Victor Obeng at the Good Shepherd Catholic Church at Tema Community 2. The body is scheduled to be laid in state at the banquet hall of the State House in Accra at 2 p.m. for public viewing. Politicians, diplomats and family members, as well as well-wishers, attended the mass this morning. Patricia Chi has their report.
I'm currently at the Good Shepherd Catholic Church at Community 2, where a remembrance mass of the late senior presidential advisor, P.V. Obeng, has been held. The place, I should say, was very packed as politicians, well-wishers and family members all gathered here to witness the ceremony. Notable among them were MPs, ministers and members of the NDC party. The ceremony was very solemn, generally I should say, and most of the people from their point of view of the mass said it is rather a thoughtful ceremony since they are celebrating a man of dignity, peace and wisdom. It was at a time very sorrowful when the body of the late P.V. Obeng was being carried in the coffin by the military band from the haste to the church. The Accra Metropolitan Bishop, Most Reverend Charles Samabako, who led the mass, asked Christians to adequately prepare for death, since it can come to them at any time. He said, whatever human does on earth will be accounted for in heaven. Therefore, all must endeavor to live life worthy of emulation. Most Reverend Samabako said the death of the late P.V. Obeng, although sad, lessons must be learned from it, since he lived a life worthy of emulation.
Patricia Che reporting.
A former Minister of Foreign Affairs in the PNDC administration who served the nation alongside the late P.V. Obeng, Dr. Obed Asamoah, has re-emphasized that the death of Mr. Obeng is a great loss to Ghana. In a tribute, Dr. Asamoah described Mr. Obeng as a man of rich intellect, capable of easily analyzing complex issues to the admiration and understanding of the ordinary man. He said the late P.V. Obeng is one of the rare gems Ghana has ever produced, adding that it would be difficult to replace him. He said Mr. Obeng was the type of person who created compromise and brought antagonists together. He asked young politicians to learn from his sense of love, patriotism and unity.
First of all, it's a matter of great sorrow and loss to Ghana that he's gone too early, because he's not that old. And we were all looking forward to him being around for some time to help steer the affairs of it. And in terms of that, the experience we have had has been very good. I mean, when he was in the PNDC and was virtually the prime minister during that period, he provided very good leadership. He is a person with a good intellect and a capacity to analyze issues which may seem complicated to the average person, and to do the analysis in such a way that you can understand what is at stake. And apart from that, as a personal thing, he's very, very kind. He's sociable. He's respectful. He can get along with anybody. And he's very helpful. So, I mean, all in all, he's a personality that is one of the rare gems that Ghana had. It's unfortunate that he's gone. We very much regret. I think that it's going to be difficult to replace him. And he's the sort of person that binds even antagonistic social groups together or political groups together. He creates compromises and sees the value in the point of view of another person. He's not that parochial. He's the kind of person that Ghana needs. You know, sometimes we get so parochial that we don't see the value in other people. As a country, unless you unite and are objective, then we're going to have difficulties. We should be able to see the good point, which is made by another person. He is not on the same political divide with you. And that is the kind of quality that he has. And we're going to be a great loss to the country. We got on very well. But that capacity to compromise and to understand the other man's point of view, and then to be nice to one another. Sometimes we get on each other's throats in circumstances that really are not justifiable because of the parochial attitude that people take. And I think that is a weakness he doesn't have. And that is something that all of us can learn from.
Former Minister of Foreign Affairs, one-time Minister of Justice and Attorney General in the PNDC administration, Dr. Obed Asamoah, in that tribute to the late P.V. Obeng.
In his tribute, a former Deputy Minister of Employment and Social Welfare, Austin Game, says it is sad that Mr. Obeng should depart the world at the time Ghana needs him most. Mr. Game, who sees the late P.V. Obeng as a senior colleague and neighbor, said his death is a blow to his peers, the people of Tema, and Ghanaians as a whole.
It's a very sad moment in the life of most of us in this country, having to lose someone we do know very well. I was entering Mankwaje Fisheries just in the nick of it. He was also moving into the PNDC. And since then, we've crossed each other a number of occasions, more so when I became a member of parliament and deputy minister. We worked together very closely. And in fact, in recent days, we've been meeting quite often, following a meeting held at Ho on labor-related matters. And eventually we met in Senchi. The two of us sat and had a conversation, and also with one of the general secretaries. Suddenly, we all left there, only to be told TV passed away. So really, it's been a very, very sad moment. I do know the wife, and we all live in Tema here for many, many, many years. So what can I say than to say I want to pay a tribute to him today and to ask the wife and the children to take heart and to take comfort. That is the Lord that giveth and he takes. So we have very little choice to complain. If you complain, you might be doing something to the Lord that you don't have an answer to. I pray that he will meet his maker, and with time, we will all be meeting there. May he rest in perfect peace.
Austin Game, a former Deputy Minister of Employment and Social Welfare on the man P.V. Obeng.
And the former Chief of Staff, Nana Todadze, has added his voice to the many tributes pouring in for the late P.V. Obeng. He described him as a man of many parts who sacrificed his life for the general good of the nation. Nana Todadze said P.V. Obeng's death is a great loss to the nation. The former Chief of Staff spoke to Patricia Chey at a remembrance mass held at Tema.
This is a very distressing time. The speech of Ben is known to be dead, but that's in the air. But today, we see that it's a reality. When the body was brought physically here, it was a very emotional scene. The entire family broke down and wept. Many of us been difficult holding back our tears. Just now, we just saw people collapsing and all that. But all's well, it's a very difficult time.
You heard most of us describing as a man of peace. Then we should learn lessons from his death. What lesson have you learned?
One that I can say is that there is value in selfless public life. 30 years or so that we moved at PNDC, NDC, and whatnot, working for the state. We thought it was a joke, thought it was just work. There were times we felt down, there were times we felt unrecognized, but as I see, apparently people are watching, and they appreciate good service.
That was the former Chief of Staff, Nana Todadze, eulogizing the late P.V. Obeng.
Former President John Ejekum Kufuor has described the late P.V. Obeng as an industrialist who had great concern for his nation and her development. He said P.V., who was a virtual prime minister, was a great friend.
I knew him from the late 1970s. Then he was the chief engineer of Mankwaje Fisheries. I had approached Mr. Okan, the owner, about a brick factory he set up at Mpumem. And I wanted to solicit assistance from the people who installed his machinery for him. So he pointed to P.V. Obeng. P.V. readily agreed and came with his assistant called Mr. Ketiku. Between the two of them, they installed my plant so perfectly. From then, we became friends. I believe we have remained friends. So it's passing. In spite of our different politics, that one, there was no compromise on. I didn't agree with it. I presume he didn't agree with man. But that didn't make enemies of us. We were friends and civil with each other.
How do you describe P.V. Obeng as a personality?
I know of him, as I said, a very intelligent, active, industrious person. Whatever I believe he got himself engaged on, he pursued to, I presume, the best of his ability. That's how I believe he became a virtual prime minister of this country during the PNDC days. Hard working, when you got close, quite likable fellow. And besides, there was no suggestion whatever that any time had come up.
Has he left a legacy that he will be remembered with or for?
You cannot talk of the PNDC era without giving him a serious position. He was a virtual prime minister for most of his time during the PNDC days. And even into NDC regimes, I believe he had featured very prominently. Current regime, for instance, under President Mahama, I believe made him senior advisor, topmost advisor to the president and the government. In a way, he served his country. He has served the country very well.
Former President John Ejikum Kufo. For former President Jerry John Rawlings, the death of PV has left a void in his heart and is very sad over his death. Former President Jerry John Rawlings.